business uncontrolled by government designers. Oh, well, the hounds of atomic waste, and we are a constant reminder that they got a great big time bomb ticking in South Carolina. Said, whatever happened to the protests and the rage? Whatever happened to the voices of the same? Vietnam said they're building a great big factory down in South Carolina, and the trains will roll cross country with their cargo behind them. And they could take a million lives, my brother. I need a higher mind.
Okay, and you've tuned into the 6 p.m. Friday news with Mr. Gil Scott Heron singing in the background. Again, this is the 6 p.m. Kill Radio Friday news, and we're going to. Today we're going to deal with that old American icon, the sitcom, and we're going to listen to Growing Pains from the 80s, and then we're going to listen to a TV show that I grew up on, the Dick Van Dyke Show, where I got a mad crush on Mary Tyler Moore, and of course her and Dick Van Dyke were both very handsome in that back then. They were so young, I feel so old. But let's go back into Gil Scott Heron, and then we're going to go into talking about Growing Pains, the TV show, or the star is now a religious freak. His name is Kurt something. I never saw the show, but you're going to hear the interview in a few minutes. And what happened in the world this week? Oh, what has the decider said? What did the decider do? And this is Kill Radio. I'm Hassan. This is the 6 p.m. Friday news. And let's go back into Mr. Gil Scott Heron talking about that that nuclear reactor on that nice, peaceful river in South Carolina.
And whatever happened to the people who gave a damn? Did that just apply to dying in the jungle of Vietnam? Talking about South Carolina.
Spread the word of God with a new TV show. But it's not like Growing Pains at all. It's part of our series, Faith Matters.
$1 million bills in my pocket.
While reality TV contestants fight for big money prizes, there's another show that deals with a much more profound endgame, your eternal salvation.
If you die in your sins and God gives you justice, you'll end up in hell.
Oh, man, why is God going to do that to me?
There's nothing more important than your eternal salvation.
Well, I don't want you to go to hell.
He's making me cry.
It's called The Way of the Master. Unapologetic and in your face, The Way of the Master is a weekly TV show airing on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. The show speaks to strangers on the streets about Christianity.
People sincerely ask,
one of the presenters is a man you may have heard of.
It's heterosexual,
former teen idol,
Kirk Cameron. We all have the capacity and the desire to sin.
Well, The Way of the Master is about teaching Christians how to seek and save that which is lost the way Jesus did. Not sugarcoating the message. The Way of the Master is something I can say that I'm legitimately more excited about than the years I've spent on Growing Pains.
As long as we got each other.
Pains was one of American television's most successful sitcoms. Started in 1985, it helped ABC dominate the ratings and made Kirk Cameron a household name. He played the eldest son, Mike Seaver.
Yeah, I'm cute. I'm damn cute.
I think it's nearly impossible to not get swept up into the excitement of being a Hollywood celebrity. And when you're being driven to work in a limousine, you're making lots of money.
But after a few years, Cameron grew weary of what he says was a superficial, self-indulgent lifestyle. So one day, while sitting in his newly purchased car, he decided to pray.
I said, God, if you're there, I want to know. I don't want to be fooled or blinded by any sort of religion, but if you are real, I need to know, because I've completely ignored you my entire life. And if I die and find out that I am wrong about your existence, I've played the part of the biggest fool, and all of my money, popularity, will not mean anything on that day.
Would you describe that experience as your conversion?
Yes, that was the day that God grabbed a hold of my heart, I believe, and converted me to being one that is Christ-centered as opposed to self-centered.
But soon, Cameron's off-screen conversion began to affect his on-screen persona.
There was a scene where Mike Seaver was to be lying in bed with a girlfriend. And as I wake up in the morning, Mike Seaver rolls over and just says, hey, babe, tell me again, what's your name?
Cameron began to voice his concern to the show's producers.
And of course, when I would bring that up, that suddenly became connected with the fact that I was now a Christian, and it kind of got spun into Kirk is trying to push his religious views onto the show.
After a 7-year run, the show was cancelled, and it was around this time that Cameron met itinerant evangelist Ray Comfort, a New Zealander now working in Southern California. They had something in common. Both of them objected to the way that many modern churches present Christianity.
Much of the modern message seems to revolve around get what's yours in Christ today. You know, say this little prayer, all is well, health, wealth, prosperity, everything you could ever want.
I'm embarrassed by the whole, send us your best check now, we'll send you a cloth, a bottle of water. It's way off base.
So they decided to create a ministry called The Way of the Master, which also involved a TV show. Kirk Cameron is now back on our screens.
And, Jesus said, you heard it that it was said, do not commit adultery.
Right.
But I say to you, Jesus said, whoever looks at a woman to lust after her.
Wait a little time. Sure.
Oh, yeah?
Are you a good person?
It's street-style evangelism,
right.
And the intention is to provoke conversations by being deliberately confrontational.
Yes.
So you're a lying thief?
Well, I'm a lying thief, but that doesn't make me a killer or a murderer.
When you witness biblically, it usually goes fine, but there is the occasional time when people get upset because you really are talking to criminals that have sinned against God about the fact that they need to repent and trust the Savior. It's not a popular message.
Yeah, but as a lying, thieving, blasphemous, adulterate heart, you've sinned against God. You need His forgiveness.
How you know I ain't got His forgiveness?
Well, by what's coming out
you
of
you. You ain't asked me that.
And the fact of the matter is that I'm out here doing God's work, and God has told me that it's okay, and I know I have a place in heaven. So why don't we end this here?
In preaching that Christ is the only way to God, they're unafraid to offend other faiths in the process.
No, I don't like you anymore.
While I was preaching the gospel, a gentleman came up and he started spitting on me, and he spat quite a few times.
Pass over your sins if you trust Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
You say that it reminds Christians that we're in a very real fight for the souls of men and women.
Look, Lee, let me tell you, hey, don't be down to my country.
But to what extent are you provoking that reaction? Is it really the message, or is it your behavior that's provoking that adverse response?
I by no means am looking for trouble or looking to encourage persecution. I'm motivated purely by a concern for what's going to happen to people if they die without Christ. It's simply, in a word, compassion.
And Cameron and Comfort are quick to point out that most of the time, people are receptive to their message.
I wish you all the best. God bless you.
It's happened for a reason.
I think so, too.
Happened for a reason.
Right on, man.
It's a wake-up call.
Cameron and Comfort also use their show to address hot-button social issues, including the current controversy surrounding intelligent design.
You've just crossed over into the evolution zone.
Mocking the theory of evolution with a special guest appearance.
All etiquette was out the door. He just grabbed it from his plate and began stuffing his mouth like some beast untrained.
They even called up several airlines to see if they could get the orangutan onto a flight.
U.S. Airways Office of Consumer Affairs, this is Ken.
The only way that we would transport a primate would be in the cargo hold as air cargo.
So you wouldn't let him in the cabin, even if he's a relative?
That's a relative of whom?
Of me, of human beings. That's what they teach in universities, that we're related to primates.
I mean, I'm offended by such a thought, that my great-great-great-grandfather was an orangutan. And so I was interested to see the airline's reaction. They said, no, no, he's not going on the plane. He goes in the cargo hold because they know that he'll go ape.
But it's absurd, isn't it? I mean,
it is absurd that we call them our relatives. And if they are relatives.
But what you were doing was absurd.
Oh, yeah, it was a fun thing. We like to make people smile.
Now the way of the master brand is expanding. There are books, DVDs, even a daily radio show.
There goes another minute. Gone forever. Go share your faith while you still have time.
There's also the Way of the Master website.
Hi, it's me, Kirk. Welcome to the Way of the Master. If you are a Christian, please click yes.
Where Comfort and Cameron post their own columns. The pit of hell eagerly anticipates their arrival. Demons salivate to break their bones and devour their souls. Why did you write that?
The scriptures make it clear that there's a real devil that prowls around like a lion waiting to devour those that he can.
Do you not worry that using language like this only exacerbates the polarization in your country?
Yeah. As a Christian, though, my goal is not to depolarize an audience or a nation.
And if we didn't talk about sin or righteousness and judgment, we'd be very popular as preachers. But we're not, as I said, after the popularity. We just want to be sincere and honest in the gospel we preach.
What? Neither Ray Comfort nor Kirk Cameron are ordained ministers.
You knew the Savior in truth and glory.
But they're reaching people around the world. Can I put something to you both respectfully?
Yes.
And not in any way rudely. Why should anybody believe an itinerant evangelist without any qualifications and a former child actor without any qualifications? Why should I listen to you on this subject?
I am simply trying to be faithful to the God who saved me, who changed me, and has commissioned me in his word to tell you and those who are watching the interview the truth. And the authority comes inherently within the message, because the gospel is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it has the power to change people's hearts.
God bless you as you seek and save the lost.
Kirk Cameron's faith and a fascinating second act. And if you'd like to see an extended version of that interview, you can visit Broadcast Plus at nightline.abcnews.com. And when we come back, you know, the soaring price of spring break.
A couple of years ago, we were brought into contact with a group of people called In Fact. And In Fact was an organization that had been put together nationally to protest the fact that there is still infant formula being exported to certain parts of the third world. And of course, this has become an important matter in terms of the health of the children there. So we were reminded of a song that we had done, and a very important song that somehow, as you go along and you write more songs, you seem to get away sometimes from those you should have stayed with. So in that respect, we'd like to do a song for you that we did for them. This is called Save the Children. We've got
listening to the beautiful voice of Mr. Gil Scott-Heron in the background. And wasn't that an interesting interview with, what's his name, Kirk Cameron from the early 80s TV series, Growing Pains? And now we're going to go into another sitcom from my youth, from the early 60s, middle 60s, The Dick Van Dyke Show with the Petries. Let's listen to a little bit more Gil Scott-Heron. And what happened this week in news? Let's try and think of some things. What did the decider say? Did he say anything important? And I'm having a senior moment here. There is a box now you can get for internet radio. They are making Wi-Fi internet radio boxes. There was a great article in the LA Times yesterday, if you want to Google it or whatever, trying to, it will explain it a lot better than I can. It was in the LA Times business section yesterday. Today is Friday, the 28th of April. This is year 2006, so when this goes into archive, people won't try and bring up something on the wrong date. But I'm live here in the Los Angeles Kill Radio Studios, and yesterday in the LA Times, there was a great article on Wi-Fi transistor radios where you can get the internet radio now. You can get the internet on these little portable radios, and it's really cool. So go to the LA Times. I'm sure, what is it, latimes.org or something. or you can always contact me, and I Xeroxed it, that old 70s word, I Xeroxed it. And I'm Hassan. You can email me at HassanJ53@yahoo.com. I'll repeat that email before we go off the air, but let's go into the Mary Tyler Moore, the Dick Van Dyke Show with Mary Tyler Moore here at the 6 p.m. Friday Kill Radio News. But let's go back into Gil Scott-Heron for just a little while longer and listen to that beautiful voice. Gil is teaching at Howard University right now. I think he's a history professor.
We have been centered here. First of all, let me say this. And then I'll make it second or third of all. Yeah. First of all, let me say this, that like we really appreciate you coming out on a Thursday evening and sharing your vibrations with us, because it wouldn't have been nothing without you. And after that, let me say that along with most of the members of the band, I myself have been living in the Washington area now for about 10 years. And they have been the most creative period of my life. One of the songs that we wrote, when we first put it out, there were five nations in Southern Africa that were still looking for independence. They were Angola, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Namibia, and Tanzania. And today, as we do these songs for you, there are only two nations, Namibia and Tanzania, that are still looking for independence. And hopefully, by the time we get a chance to do them for you again, the entire continent of Africa will have claimed liberation and will be free. Because we have come to understand somehow that if we are all not free, we're not really free. We would like to do a song for you about what's the word, about trying to find out what's happening in Africa. And when we say what's the word, we would like to have y'all say Johannesburg. So if we can get everybody to help us out. We ready? Can everybody help us out when we say what's the word, say Johannesburg? Right on, that's what we need. One, two, and you know what to do. You say, what's the, you know, can we do that? Everybody say, yeah. And then we say, what's the word? And about like 10 people said Johannesburg. And everybody else, like they didn't say nothing. Like a lot of people was laying back saying, yeah, like I'll be there. They didn't know it came in that quick, you know. But Che Guevara has told us, you got to be ready. You can't tell when it's going to come. Is everybody ready? One, two, and you know what to do.
Boy, Gil Scott-Heron knows how to get people up off their behind and rocking as we listen to Gil Scott-Heron in the background here on the 6 p.m. Kill Radio News. And I'm going to be signing off after we hear the Dick Van Dyke Show in a few momentos. But I just wanted to say that you can you can access our archives, because I am going to be archiving this show. This is the second new show we did today. I screwed the first one up. So you can get it at radio4all.net. Radio4all.net. Just type in 6 p.m. Friday News Kill Radio. Or type in 6 p.m. Friday News. Yeah, Kill Radio for this date. What's this date? This is April 28th, the year 2006. And happy May Day this Monday. It's coming up Monday from Kill Radio, the staff here at Kill Radio. And let's go back into Gil Scott-Heron and then into the Dick Van Dyke Show. And then I'll see you guys Monday night on Straight Ahead here at midnight when I do the Straight Ahead Jazz Show. All my shows can be are found at radioforall.net to listen to old Straight Ahead shows. Excuse me. Type in Straight Ahead, or to listen to old 6 p.m. News, Friday 6 p.m. News. Type in Friday 6 p.m. News. I've been doing both of those shows here for about 3 years. And so that's, yeah, again, my email is hassanj53@yahoo.com. And we got the great Xenophone coming up at 7 o'clock. So stay tuned. Keep listening to Kill Radio for the rest of your life. And let's go back into Gil Scott-Heron. And happy May Day this Monday, I think.
Maury Amsterdam, Larry Matthews, and Mary Tyler Moore.
Well, if you must know, I'm going for a drive.
Well, don't expect to find me waiting up for you. Mr. Astaire. Lock up when you come home, please.
I may not be home.
What was that all about?
Dear Mr. Good Frank,
what was the fight about?
Well, you know, people, it wasn't about anything.
How did it start?
Well, all I know, I was floating around, minding my own business, watching.
Oh, Millie, yes, I did call you. Well, nothing really, just to complain. Well, shall I list them in alphabetical order? All righty. The repairman didn't show up. None of them. Well, everything's stocked up. The washing machine, the garbage disposal, Richie's nose. Yes, I had to keep him home from school today. It's the worst mistake I've ever made. He's had me almost out of my mind. He's at it again. Just a minute. Richie, what was that?
Nothing!
Richard, come in here, please. Millie, I'll have to call you back. Bye-bye. Richie! What have you been up to in there? What is going on? Oh, for heaven's sake. Daddy's shaving lotion all over the floor. And spread out! And broken glass. Richie, how many times have I told you to stay out of that medicine cabinet? Now that does it. You go into your room and wash your face and hands. No, don't go in there till I clean up the glass. Get a towel from the kitchen. Just wait till your father comes home, and why doesn't he?
There's the car! He's home now!
It's about time. Richie, if you break one more thing... Snow White lives.
Oh, what a day! You wouldn't believe it. You just would not believe it. Alan wanted a complete rewrite. Buddy came in late. Sally left early. I lost my wallet. I got a ticket for jaywalking. And on top of that, I think I'm getting a cold sore. What is that smell?
Your son broke a bottle of shaving lotion.
Oh, no, not my essence of Matador.
No, it's the other one, that cowboy stuff.
My stirrup and saddle?
Yes.
That stuff runs $4 a bottle.
Rob, don't go in there in your bare feet.
I'm not in my bare feet. I may be a little casual in my dressing.
And now, darling, let's not have any remarks about the way I'm dressed. You'd have the kind of day that I've had.
I was talking about me, not you.
Well, I know what you're thinking. You probably expect to come home and find me dressed in a ball gown and a tiara. I didn't even get out of my bathrobe until 3 o'clock.
Maybe you would like to hear about the rest of my day.
All I'm asking, darling, is for a little understanding when you come home. A little charm.
Charm? Honey, who do you think I am? Fred Astaire?
It wouldn't hurt you to emulate him.
What do you want me to do? Come home every night and dance my way into your heart? Honey, you remember I work in the big city?
And life is very exciting here on the Riviera. Hi, Daddy.
Oh, hi, Richie.
That's right, side with him.
All I said was hi, Richie.
Sure, you can afford to say hi, Richie. You don't have to clean up after him.
Laura!
Richie, dear, say goodnight and go to bed.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, son.
I'll be in a minute, darling.
Never mind, Mommy.
You're going to have to talk to that boy.
I would love to. You just sent him to bed.
Talk to him later. I've had dinner waiting for an hour.
I've had mine.
You've had your dinner?
Well, yeah, I had to work late, so I picked up a fast cheese sandwich on the way home. I thought I'd save you the bother.
Well, why didn't you call me?
I forgot.
Did it ever occur to you, Rob, that I might like to eat?
Well, go ahead. Who's stopping you? What do you want me to do? Cook it for you? Honey, I'm sorry. That's the sports. Well, everything went wrong today.
Then I suppose you think everything went right for me.
I didn't say that. Oh, ow! Oh, ow! Oh, darn, Ottoman!
Wait, you don't have to bark at me. The Ottoman's been in this room for years, Mr. Astaire.
I wasn't barking at you, Ginger. I was talking to the Ottoman.
What are you doing?
I want to sit here and make some paper hats for this gay party we seem to be having.
Darling, why don't you save your marvelous jokes for the office? There are a few more important matters around here that require your attention.
Listen, when I have had a hard day at the office, I would like very much to come home.
So why don't you? You don't. Oh, you don't call?
I'm here. I came home.
You refuse to speak to Richie.
Refuse? You just sent him to bed.
All you do is just sit there reading your paper.
How can I read the paper? You tore it up.
Of course I tore it up. I don't know how to handle a newspaper. I'm not familiar with the way it's folded because I never get time to read one. I'm cooped up here, Rob, and the whole time you're down there, and you come home, I knock myself out, and you have the nerve to... Well, you try it sometime.
All right. Very well. If that is the way you want it, have it your own way. That's the way you want it. You'd probably like to know where I'm going. Very well, if you must know, I'm going for a drive.
Well, don't expect to find me waiting up for you. Mr. Astaire. Lock up when you come home, please.
I may not come home.
Morning, Millie. Thank you for coming.
I had to talk to somebody.
Well, I would have come sooner, but I had to get Freddie off to school. Rob hasn't even phoned?
Not a word.
Well, where do you suppose he was all night?
I don't know. Billy, he's never done anything like this before.
I'm so worried. Well, he's a grown man. He probably checked in at a hotel or maybe stayed with friends.
No, he didn't. He wouldn't. Millie, he's never not come home before. If anything's happened to him, I'll kill him.
Now, calm down. Calm down and tell me just what happened.
Well, I had a hard day yesterday. Well, I told you, Richie was just impossible. But, well, in spite of that, I managed to cook a nice dinner and tried to be as pleasant as I possibly could be, and I was. I went to the trouble to set a beautiful table and make myself presentable. What thanks did I get? Rob came in wild, like a roaring tiger.
Wow, Wendy!
Darling, you're home.
I know that. Don't kiss me, I got a cold sore. How about you fix yourself up? What is that smell?
My secret. I thought you'd like it.
Open a window. Is dinner ready?
It's all ready, darling.
Well, I've had it.
You've had dinner?
Well, what do you think, I had breakfast?
Darling, if only you told me. I can't read your mind, you know.
Well, see that you don't. Was this today's paper?
Yes, dear.
I've read it. Richie say anything cute today?
No, not that I can remember.
Well, tell him to get with it. What is the use of having a kid around the house if he can't be cute?
You're right, dear.
Where is he?
Well, he's in his room. He's just waiting for you to
Well,
come.
Tell him to stay out. Ow, ow. Ooh. How did that thing get there?
Rob, we've always had that ottoman.
Well, get rid of it. I can't stand it. Ooh,
gee. Darling, you bought the ottoman before we were married.
Oh, that's it. Blame me. Why did you marry me if you didn't like my ottoman?
Darling, I love your ottoman.
Oh, so that's it. You like my ottoman better than you like me, huh? Well, you know what you can do? You can keep your ottoman and I'll go.
I don't know how you do it, working so hard, writing all those marvelous jokes.
That doesn't. Sarcasm is one thing I don't take from anybody.
Take no- Papa Dick.